12, 14 hours.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dolly.
Oh, show's starting.
We can hear you.
Oh, hey, how you doing? What? Where's the theme song? What's up? There was, like, no warning whatsoever.
I know. Hold on. Oh, awesome. Oh, don't stop. I'm dancing. That was great.
Now say his name.
Okay, you can say his name.
I'm not in front of the computer. I can't say his name. I can't pronounce
okay.
it when I'm not looking at it.
Okay. Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, March 26th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host.
Totally busted, little alley cat.
And we would like to...
And me, Care Red Roses.
Yay! And we would like to thank Gazzy's boyfriend for playing the My Little Pony theme song on a Greek instrument.
The bazookas.
The bazooki. Yay! That was fabulous.
Everyone has to clap. Let's clap. Yay!
Yay! Woo!
Wait a minute. If you do not say this poor guy's name.
I can't find his name.
All right, I'll find it.
All it says is Gazzy's boyfriend playing the My Little Pony theme song.
Okay, let me find it.
What a great opener. Oh, I love that.
And I said it to play.
Me. Rod, hold on. I think that's my daughter.
And I swear I said it to play that song. I don't know what happened.
Instead of pony snacks tonight, can we have like a baklava? Or how about some grape leaves? We got good Greek food here in my neighborhood.
I'll see what I can find. Unfortunately, I'm not anywhere near Greektown in Chicago, so.
Nope, all the Grecos are here. They're all in Astoria. Tonight they're all watching the football match at the corner bar.
Hello?
No, they're all...
There she is.
Sorry, my daughter's at the mall and stranded, and she was supposed to be home 20 minutes ago, but I had to hear the sob story. So, here's the name of the dude. Gazzy's boyfriend, Christodoulos Kotroulis. And I don't know if I'm saying that right.
How about we just call him Chris?
No, he specifically said he would really like his full name mentioned. Because they said at first Chris, and then she emailed me back again and said, no, please use his full name. Without giving me a phonetic spelling. I'm so sorry.
And, you know, see, you didn't send me that part. You only sent the part that said, Gazzy's boyfriend. That was it.
Well, we got to give him a pony shout-out in English.
Thing. So I thought it went to you, but I guess not. Okay, let me find the window. Here we go.
I think how you say thank you in Greek is Epharisto.
Oh, dear Lord. You want me to pronounce that?
Christodoulos Troulos. Kotroulos? What do you think it says? All right, Karen, we need your help.
Okay.
I'm emailing it to you, Greek wonder goddess that you are.
Sign on the Greek. Sign on the email.
Hold on.
What am I sending it to? Am I sending it? Just hurry up and get on.
I've got her email.
Yeah, I've got a million
of her
emails.
How do you pronounce this name?
So Kitten's at the mall, huh?
Yeah, she'll be home soon. You want me to send it to your New Jersey one, hun?
Please.
Okay, which one is it? Email.
All right, I am signed on. I am waiting for your mail.
It is sent. And guess what else is going on at my house?
Hmm.
There's all kinds of stuff going on at my house.
Okay. What's going on?
Hi. Guess who that was?
Oh.
It's Kit Kat Vintage.
That sounds like a Kit Kat to me.
It is.
Ah.
And not only is Kit Kat here, but she brought her Greek ponies. And not only do we have Greek ponies, but we're going to eat spaghetti.
Ooh, spaghetti night, Friday night. That's right. It's Friday. It's pasta night.
It's only like the 10th time I've eaten spaghetti on the show.
And during the show, while we're at it.
We have lots of tape of you munching on spaghetti.
Yes.
Well, now you're going to have, like, lots of people munching on spaghetti. Isn't that exciting? I'm really mixing it up tonight for you.
I've got the email. This wasn't hard at all.
Okay, well, say it.
Okay. Big pony love and thank you to Christodoulos Koutoulis.
See, I was pretty darn close.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
really
accurate, but it does.
Okay.
Yes, we're measuring spaghetti. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're having the real stuff. They're measuring out the spaghetti. I just dumped it in the pot.
All right, I've got a handy spaghetti measure out, and it's measured the spaghetti inaccurately for me, and we're all good.
Did you ever look up marinara sauce to see what the main ingredient is?
I'm going with tomatoes, but no, I never looked it up.
Next to tomatoes, you silly Billy.
Fish?
Of course tomatoes are the main ingredient. It's a tomato-based sauce, but yes, fish.
It's got to be fish.
Ooh.
Is it fish?
That's scary. Yes, if you did not log on to last week's show, we were debating whether or not marinara sauce was made with fish.
Well, we should have really discussed that when we were in Italy.
Yes, but you know, this is why people tune in. You know, they never quite know what we're going to talk about.
And they never quite know if we're going to actually have a theme song.
I swear I set it up when I was setting up the show for tonight. You know, it might have been, you know, an hour before the show, but, you know, that's what happens when you're actually back working again.
Yay for being back to work again.
Yay! And I will have to say this, any of you people who in the U.S., on the East Coast, who have gone to a Bon Secours hospital, and you haven't paid your bill yet, wait until I call. Okay, then
uh-oh.
Pay your balance in full.
They might offer to pay you in ponies.
Because then at the end of the month, I'll have more money to buy ponies. So if you're a pony seller, there you go.
Yes, if you are in medical debt, please let them know that you can pay them ponies. You might get lucky. It doesn't mean, Amy, that you should go out and start assaulting people to put them in medical debt either.
Yes, my mother has already told me that. I cannot do that. Just like I told her, you know, you cannot take and go out and cause an accident just to make people have to go to trauma. So that she has billing to do. So we both, you know, have discussed this in great detail. So, yes. You gotta love us.
Hey, did anybody get any pony joy this week they want to talk about?
I did, and I haven't even opened it yet.
Uh-oh. Well, while you open, I'll just do mine real quick.
Okay.
I got in a flatfoot bluebell.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't have one. I only had the concave foot. She was like the last one I needed, too. And she's not in great shape. I mean, she's got those pink, like, they call them highlighter marks, but they're really not. They're from that confounded pink saddle that came with, I don't know, the show stable or something. So she's got, like, a girth mark around her that's, like, hot pink. But it's cute. Gives her character. Otherwise, she's clean, silky-haired, and lovely. So she's going in the cabinet next to my other flat-foot gals. I love the original pose. I can't get enough of those cute, chubby ponies.
Well, I have to say, my package is from overseas. And it actually came today. So talk about the most perfect end to my first week back at work. I get a pony package in the mail.
That's a great way to begin any day, is with pony mail. It's a good way to end a week. It's a good way to start a week.
Oh, yes. So, and this one actually, I'd actually bought these. I actually won the auction like a month ago almost.
Wow.
And the seller always knows, you know, I'll tell her, you know, I'm getting paid on this day. I'll get it to you then. And she's no problem with holding and waiting. I accidentally forgot.
What?
All she did was she nudged me going, hey, you know, you still have these three outstanding ponies. It's like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I completely forgot. But, you know, she's always so nice and so willing to wait. And let me see. Who's in this package? I have Miss Water Lily. Rare Satin Splash.
Oh,
Princess Golden Light.
Oh, yay. I don't know where to start. I love G2s. And it's so good to see somebody representing them here on the show on My Little Pony Talk. But I guess we'll get to G2s in a future show. But oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Now, are they all mints on card or are any of them loose?
They're all loose.
Oh, good. So you can touch them. Water Lily has really pretty hair.
Yes, and I love this seller. It's actually, I'm going to say her name. It's Jazzy Magic on eBay.
Oh, I bought from Jazzy Magic.
Yeah, she's a great gal. I've been buying all my G2 stuff from her because when it comes, they're all packaged. They're all bubble wrapped individually. And, you know, she doesn't mind waiting and letting you just pack on all the auctions.
Not that we're condoning taking forever to pay for your auctions, but it is nice to know that she's understanding and she'll work with you. Some sellers, get real uptight if they don't hear from you after, like, you know, a couple of days. They get, you know, panicky, angsty. You don't want the angst.
Yeah.
Speaking of uptight, I paid for something 10 days ago and just got the notice that it's in the mail today.
Oh, yeah. I love those ones.
That could be something or it could be nothing. You know, there's a little box that you have to check on eBay if you're a seller. It says mark item as shipped. Now, I personally forget to mark that box. Sometimes I'll do it 2, 3, 4 days after I ship something.
Oh, yeah.
So it could be that. It might have already gone in the mail. You might get it tomorrow.
It's got a delivery confirmation number.
Okay, did you scan it? I mean, track it?
Yes, it hasn't registered yet. So literally, just sent it 10 days after for it.
I try to give the seller the benefit of the doubt.
I paid a pretty penny for this, too. Well, I don't know, maybe not that pretty of a penny, but pretty enough that it shouldn't have had to wait 10 days.
Exactly.
Well, I paid for 2 issues of My Little Pony magazine, 3 weeks ago? They're still not here yet.
Oh, wow.
So are they coming from overseas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Coming from the UK.
You can totally. You have so much wiggle room there for being understanding when something's coming from overseas. I've got an awesome package coming to me from overseas. I'm trying not to think about it.
Oh, I know how to wait. I'm used to waiting. Yeah. I can wait some more.
Yeah, I'm always, for example, with Jazzy Magic, she's always, you know, I just sent it, you know, it's going to take some time. But I swear with hers, I swear she must put something on there that says, well, get this there quickly because, you know, it was here within, like, a few days.
Maybe she lives near an airport. That always helps me to get my packages out quick, being just, like, maybe 3 miles from a big international airport. I get stuff sent to Europe. Sometimes it only takes 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
No, but other times it doesn't, you know? It's weird like that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So.
I love it when you get something, like, the next day and you start to wonder if maybe they just walked to your house. You always got to wonder about those. Like, how is that even humanly possible that I got it that dang quick?
Yeah.
No.
It's like they must have already had the item boxed, packaged, and just had to stick a label on. And then they took it out.
Yeah, maybe they sent it out like 5 a.m. or something crazy like that. So.
Well, if you pay for something early in the morning and they check their email early in the morning, it is possible they could process it and ship it the same day. Which is
neat,
you know?
But, you know, I just love it when, you know, you send out a package and, you know, it's coming from, say, okay, Georgia, and it's going to Illinois. You know, you sometimes have to wonder if the ponies are not jumping out of the box and, you know, holding the poor postalman hostage as they're driving to, say, Colorado. And they're being scanned in Colorado and then turning around and coming back to Illinois.
That's what you call the Pony Express.
Oh, yes. That's when I say, hey, you know, my ponies are just taking, you know, they're just taking a little road trip before they come home.
Mm-hmm. They want to sightsee.
Yeah, they're sightseeing before they finally end up in their final destination, their final home. Were they lovingly get reprimanded for it? You know how you start that, you know, you're yelling at them and then you're just looking in their cute little eyes and just thinking, oh, dear Lord, I can't yell at them anymore.
The only ponies I've ever yelled at were customs. Because they get unruly, you know, they don't always cooperate with you. They don't stand up when they're supposed to. They bubble up. Their paint goes wonky, or their wings flip out weird, or their coating won't stick properly, or they won't seal properly, or their hair just won't lay right. Customs can be such frustrating things. Ugh, worse than teenagers, I tell you.
Yeah, customs are kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, I am special. You're going to love me no matter what I do, so I'm just going to be funky.
Customs will call you up from the shopping mall, say they're stranded.
I wonder if she's even paying attention to us anymore.
Well, we were hearing a lot of cooking sounds, and now I'm not hearing anything. I'm thinking that they probably have mouthfuls of pasta at the moment and are totally ignoring us.
No,
probably.
We just have you on mute so we could talk about other things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're making fun of you now. Actually, I came upstairs because Jenny brought her magic My Little Pony collector case filled with Greek ponies.
Woo! Greek ponies! Oh, ah!
Greek Piggy ponies!
Ponies. Yay!
And I'm pulling up Kit Kat's website right now so I can ooh and ah over them.
Okay, and I'm pulling it up too. I'm pulling up some website.
I got 3 different sites open. I'm ready. Anywhere you want to go, I'm there.
I think I'm just too tired tonight to go from one website to another, so someone's going to have to
tell you what I got.
Man, the other websites.
Oh, they smell neat. Greek ponies are really cool when they're mint.
Oh, she's sniffing the ponies. Oh.
You're supposed to wait till we can all sniff them.
I'm sorry, but all right. Just forget that I'm sniffing ponies. Hey, I got some stuff this week I should tell you real quick.
Go for it.
I got Spiny, the princess dragon. So now all of my princess dragons are complete. Yay!
Woohoo!
They're doing that.
That's completion.
And I got Baby Leaper, baby brother Leaper.
You didn't have him?
I had him with his bandana and sold him. And I had Racer and sold him. And I had all of them. and I sold them. Okay. So now I'm having to get them back.
Okay, guys. I'm getting the poor me. I've missed out on pony snacks for 2 weeks in a row now. Look.
Uh-oh.
My dog is literally standing here looking up at me kind of like, can I have a snack? And he's whining.
It ain't time yet, puppy weppy.
It's another hour, okay? We'll have him in an hour, I promise.
Puppies can't tell time.
He's just staring up at me. Or do you want to go out? Is that it? You want to go outside? Yeah, he wants to go outside. Okay, we're going to take a little field trip here.
A little comfort break.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I hear you sneezing. You know, people think my dog is allergic to them when he suddenly starts sneezing. But that's his way of saying, hey, I got to go out, and I got to go out now. So I'm going to start sneezing all over you.
You know what I love about dogs? When you come home, they're so happy. They look at you and they go, she's home, she's home, she's home, she's home. Yay, she's home, she's home. And they do that little doggy dance.
Oh, my God.
They're so happy to see you. Whether you've been out for 8 hours or just out for half an hour, you know, you get the same treatment. And I love that. It's so nice to come home to.
Oh, yeah. And you got to figure, I have been at home for 4 months, almost 5 months now. Unemployed. So he's had me, except for when I go out on the weekend and I don't come home, basically 24/7. And Monday when we came home, oh my God, he came up to my mother, jumped up on her like, hi, I see you come home every day. But he turns around, he's coming at me, going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you're finally home, you're finally home. He was like, dude, I haven't left you for like days. I mean, I just left you for what, 12 hours?
Hey, like I said, dogs can't tell time. To them, half an hour and 2 days is like the same thing. You know, they haven't seen you. They missed you. They love you so much. And welcome home.
Oh, dear Lord.
Now play with me. Now give me candy.
Dear Lord, when we came home after the convention last year, now you have to figure, we were gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday we picked him up. We dropped him off where he was staying on Wednesday night, so add another night. We left him there for 7 days. Oh, my God, I swear. We were gone for years.
Yeah, that is like a year to a dog, 7 days. I mean, think about how long a dog lives. How long does a dog live? Like, what, 15 years?
About
so
that.
Everything is like seven times as long. 7 days to a dog is like you've been gone for 2 months. Remember when you were a kid and summer vacation used to feel like it lasted forever?
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, kids and dogs, they have the same kind of, like, you know, concept of time spans.
Oh, yeah. And heck, I think my summer vacation, if I have a summer vacation, I'm still trying to figure that all out with work, because my summer vacation is going to be the convention this year. It's going to be kind of,
I miss them.
Kind of,
I really do. I want to go back to school again, just so I can be off summers. What can I study? I should go get a degree in something.
There you go. But, yeah, it's kind of going to be, okay, if I have that Saturday off, I'm going to look up and I'm going to say the pony gods have shined down upon me. Because they gave me the right Saturday off.
Oh, you have to get that Saturday off. I told you what to do. Tell them you got a wedding to go to. People understand that.
Well, I already said, you know, I already set the thing in motion. You know, I got something, a trip I got planned in the summer, you know, for a Saturday in July, you know. So it's kind of like I'm going down to Kentucky. I was asking the person who's training me, and she's the only place down in Kentucky that's good to eat. Down in St. Louisville, so.
Kentucky,
yeah,
So hey, can you hear that? I have the water running. Is that making too much noise?
I can't hear it.
Okay, good. I'm rinsing off some strawberries that I just picked. Not picked off the plant, but I picked them off the shelf at the green grocer.
Let's see. We have we plant strawberries every year, except for, you know, it's a question as to whether me, my neighbor's dog, the rabbits, the squirrels, or the bugs are going to get to them first.
I want a garden. Tell me about your garden. Tell me in great detail. If I want to see plants, I got to go to Central Park.
Okay, how about this? When my mother's garden is in full bloom, I'll start taking pictures.
Ooh, yeah.
Because
you know, you got blogs on the Trading Post. You could blog your photos, and I would totally subscribe to that blog. Garden of Delights.
I've got a couple of photos with a couple of ponies in them. And they're just enjoying the garden.
Well, I got to network with you more often then, because I'm missing out on stuff.
Well, see, that was for one of the swaps for, I think, last year. We had to take pictures of the ponies, like, doing different things. And I think that one was ponies enjoying the great outdoors or something. So I just kind of, you know, put it on top of this little fencing thing we have and took it in front of some of the plants I bought my mother for Mother's Day. Because, you know,
Mother's Day. I'm trying to remember the last time I did anything with ponies and outside. I know we have like a photo contest every spring. You know, on the Trading Post, and we have people take pictures of ponies outside and doing different stuff. And then we've got the, the Wish You Were Here thread. That's when you have, like, you go on vacation, you take a pony with you. You know, it could be in the States or anywhere in the world. It could be in your backyard. But, you know, just interesting places where you post pictures of your traveling ponies. Okay, strawberries are rinsed. Now I got to dry them, but not too much because you don't want to damage their delicate little skins.
But, yeah, once my mother's garden is in full bloom, I'll start taking pictures.
I want a garden.
Trust me, they're overrated, especially when you're the one doing the backbreaking, digging up the soil like I am. Well, like I was, kind of like my mother won't let me do it anymore.
Hey, Carl, don't you have the spackle bucket with tomato plants in it?
What? I can't understand you. Soccer bucket? What?
Spackle bucket.
Come on, everybody.
Photo bucket?
Because spackle bucket's growing tomato plants.
Say it again.
Spackle. Paint spackle. You know that spackle stuff. Big, like 5 gallon or 10 gallon. I don't know how many gallons they are. Big white plastic tub.
Oh, big white plastic tub. Okay, what about it?
Like everybody in New York and New Jersey grows tomato plants in them?
That is so not true. You've been watching too much Jersey Shore.
No, I'm from Jersey. Remember, I grew tomato plants in spackle buckets.
That must be a Southern Jersey thing. I'm from Central Jersey, I beg your pardon. We have lawns. We grow stuff in our backyards there. We had tomato plants that must have been 6 foot tall at one point one summer. We got a lot of rain. And they things just grew like weeds. We had sunflowers that were nearly as tall.
Well, I guess it's because in the city you really didn't have anything but a porch. So if all you got is a porch, you're going to have to use spackle buckets.
I don't even have a porch, okay? I got a fire escape. Try growing something on the fire escape.
Does it get sun?
Yeah. No, it doesn't get much sun. It gets sun for a couple hours a day. It's not that great. What would I grow out here anyway?
You should try it. You might be able to grow, like, a little cherry tomato plant or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mr. Roses would dig the tomatoes. Me, I'd be more about flowers or strawberries or, I don't know.
There are a lot of shade-loving flowers, you know.
Cucumbers.
Wait a minute.
They'd be fun to grow. I like stuff you can eat. Flowers are nice. I work with flowers. I see flowers all the time.
Food.
Care?
Did you say he likes tomatoes?
He does.
Let me put it to you this way. If I could figure out how to ship them, when my mother plants her tomatoes and we start harvesting, I will start shipping them.
FedEx, baby. FedEx.
Because seriously, we have enough to feed not only us until we start looking like tomatoes. We give them to the neighbor down the street. We take them to work in big baskets, put them down, and put a sign on them that says, free to any home that will eat us.
Aww.
Because seriously, we just normally, when it's a good summer, we'll have a ton of them. Not like last summer where we had all that rain and all that cold. But normally, oh yeah, we're picking tomatoes. We'll come home from work, and that's what we're doing for about the first half hour we're home from work, is picking tomatoes.
Oh, wow. You know, I want to be your neighbor. I want to pick a bushel of free tomatoes on my porch with a note and a smiley face. Please eat me.
That's about it. I mean, seriously. I mean, that cucumbers, and of course my mother cannot have normal-looking cucumbers. No, she has to have the big, huge, they look like they've been on steroids cucumbers. And even the tomatoes look like they've been on steroids, but they are not on steroids, I promise, I swear.
I am craving a cucumber salad right now. Oh, I love that.
Well, if I can figure out how to ship it, I'll see if we can.
Seriously, though, if you ever wanted to send them to somebody, like, you know, in the mail, not me, but, you know, anybody, is FedEx, I sent a fruit basket via FedEx once, you know, like a fruit basket, like a whole fruit basket.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part was finding a box that would hold it.
Yeah, see, that would be my problem, is trying to get them packaged so that they don't come all smushed.
Eat tons of bubble wrap.
Yeah, I'll be bubble wrapping each tomato.
You would have to, otherwise they get all the jungad, you know, like all squished.
And our tomatoes would come pre-washed. So you can just open up the box and just go,
ready to eat.
Yes. As long as the FedEx guy didn't accidentally open it and go, ooh.
Or drop it, you know, you'd end up with ketchup or tomato paste.
Yeah.
Then I'd have to make sauce.
There you go. But they make great sauce, too.
Oh, do they make great sauce? There's nothing like sauce with, like, fresh, you know, tomatoes. You can just taste the sunshine in them.
Oh, that and chili. Oh, my God. When my mother makes chili, it's like, oh. It's like, I think about half of it makes it to the freezer because the other half is in my stomach. And that's the first night. So, how in the world did we get talking about tomatoes?
We were talking about strawberries that I'm washing, and they're sliced, rinsed, and I put them in a bowl, chopped them up, and poured granulated sugar over them. Now I'm going to put the lid on and put them in the fridge and just let them stew in their own juice. It's going to mix with the sugar, and then by tomorrow I'm going to have wonderful sliced strawberries in, like, a heavy syrup, which I will put on top of my ice cream or my waffle.
When's the next flight to Jersey? How much is it? I think my credit card can handle that.
Come on over.
I said I have to be back by 4 o'clock tomorrow to go out on my date, so I guess that might not be such a good idea. I'll have to tell my date, pick me up from the airport. Yeah, I just went to Jersey to have some strawberries and syrup, you know?
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah,
fly into LaGuardia Airport. I'll pick you up.
Okay.
Speaking of which, that's where I got to go pick up my car to go drive to Maryland for the Maryland meet. I'm just trying to work this out now, because driving through Queens can be a little hairy if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
New York drivers, I tell you, they are, I don't know what the word is, aggressive? doesn't even begin to describe.
In that case, my mother would say, when I get there, and if I ever drove in Queens, you're home. Because you're talking to a very aggressive Chicago driver. If you're driving either at the speed limit or below the speed limit in front of me, I would suggest you just move out of my way.
Oh, yeah. Speed limits are, like, purely optional here. They post them all over the place. They post stop signs, too. But, you know, it's like, you feel
well,
like stopping stop.
Well, I obey stop signs. It's just speed limits. It's just a little suggestion.
With the amount of rule breaking that goes on here, we have relatively low, you know, accidents by comparison. I think it's because everybody knows and everybody drives the same way. It's when you get people from out of town here that aren't familiar with the way New Yorkers drive, they're the ones that, you know, cause these accidents.
There you go. So,
once I get to Maryland, I'll be fine. Maryland was like the easiest state I ever drove in. Why? Because I find everybody in Maryland drives really slow.
Oh, dear Lord. I'd be sitting there going, please get out of my way, please get out of my way, please get out of my way.
I mean, slow. Maryland drivers are some of the slowest drivers I ever encountered. I had to work down in Delaware Park once for, you know, horse racing, and that's just like a stone's throw from Maryland. In fact, the lady we stayed with lived in Maryland, just not far from the Delaware border. And my goodness, I think I was just in the left lane the whole time, just like passing like six cars at a time.
Yeah, that's
just trying to get where I gotta go. Just trying to get across town. It wasn't raining. It wasn't snowing. It was a beautiful, bright, sunny day. People, I guess, just wanted to enjoy the weather and didn't have anywhere special to be.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that would be me. I'd just be passing everybody. Why am I taking... Okay, yeah, I can mark them off later.
Oh, you'll do fine. Move here.
No, I went downstairs because I had to put my new... I've put my new ponies away. With the other ones from Jazzy Magic, I've been just putting them all in the same box.
Oh, you're putting them in boxes. You don't have a shelf for them? Like a permanent home?
No, unfortunately, the pony room is not yet cleaned out of crap.
Oh, I see. The pony room is a multi-purpose room in your place. It's not like Little Alley Cat, who's got a whole room just for ponies. You have other stuff going on in the room with your ponies?
My ponies have started moving in there. No, this is all stuff that when my grandmother moved in, mind you, this was an 80-year-old woman who moved from a Chicago two-flat, which was basically a full basement plus a basement apartment, the main level, then the apartment above that, and then the attic full of stuff.
Oh, man, you're talking about 80 years worth of stuff. That's quite a bit of stuff.
45 years worth of stuff, and very little of it stayed, and most of it got moved in a Buick. I believe it went on a Chrysler. Car, and this was like a 15-year-old car. So, yeah, it was one of them ones where when it said it had back seat room, yeah, it had back seat room to fit two chairs, a small dresser, five bags worth of clothes, and a box.
Holy cow, that's bigger than my apartment.
Okay. Yeah, when my mother moved, my grandmother, like 95% of the stuff was already here. We just had to move furniture at the end.
Man, I was telling Mr. Roses that we got to get a bigger apartment. I don't need a bigger apartment. I just need to get a late model Chrysler. I'll park that thing out front. I'll make that the pony car.
Any car made before 1990, yeah, you could do that with.
Trump space. That's a good road trip car. That's the kind of car where you grab like six friends and say, come on, we're going to drive to a pony meet down south. Let's go.
Yeah, and all six people can fit in the car and just have, you know, enough room to where they're comfortable but not crammed into the car.
Yeah, because all their ponies are in the trunk.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a trunk full of ponies. Yeah.
We packed up and went to Rhode Island, we had one of those SUVs. We brought six people and all of our pony stuff, and we had three tables of stuff to sell, if you can imagine. That many people packed into a car. We could barely see out the back window headed up, and it was raining like crazy. We had, like, I don't know, about 5 degrees visibility and a little crack in the back window that we could see out of to see if anyone was behind us, basically. And that's how we got to Maryland. I mean, not Maryland, Rhode Island.
Hold on, let me see.
I got Maryland on the brain.
Hold on 1 second. I got my mother something.
Hey, little alley cat. Hey, Kit Kat, are you there?
I'm trying to say something.
Hey.
How's the spaghetti?
What kind of car was that?
We're all eating spaghetti. Even Bowtie.
Even DDK.
And DDK, who finally showed up from
there.
The mall. And we are all scarfing food here, trying to figure out what the heck you're talking about.
1985?
Huh?
We're talking about her pony room. What else would we be talking about? She's putting her new G2s away. Sorry for the clicking on my line. Somebody's trying to call.
Oh, okay.
In.
Okay, I have the car now. It was a 1994 Chrysler Acclaim. So up until 1995, they were still making what you would consider an actual car.
I am totally lost. How the heck did the freaking car conversation come into the pony room?
We were talking about what's in her pony room besides ponies, and she said, oh, basically the contents of my grandma's house, which we all moved in one carload.
You have a car
in
that pony
room? Carload. No, not in one carload. It was several carloads, but let's just say, yeah, my mother knew how to pack stuff in. You could fit two chairs, a small dresser, five bags, and a box, all in the back seat of this car. And that was just the back seat. That was not including what she shoved in the trunk. Okay? That is a car.
That's better than a family truckster.
What they make now are sardine cans. That puppy was a car.
So serious.
I think you could fit more in there than what we could probably fit in the PT Cruiser we own now.
Hey, I got a little idea. How about we talk about some Greek ponies next?
I'm hoping that everyone else is ready to go and they're not still eating.
They might be waiting on us. So let's see, where did we leave off? Let me pull up the old Into the Sea.
We are at Greek Star Series.
Aha, okay, we are at the Greek Star Series. Here we are. Oh, what pretty gals I see.
We
should probably pay attention.
Yeah, time to pay attention.
Okay, I got my Greek pony expert here. So I can eat. You go ahead.
Okay, what's the first pony she should pull out of her bag? Because they've actually got visual aids on the table in front of them, those lucky gals.
Oh, yes. First up is Sunbeam.
You mean Greek Chrysomalusa.
Or Golden Hair.
Ooh, Golden Hair. Blondie.
You have her? We don't. She does. She brought her.
I was going to say, really?
She's upstairs right now in the pony room. Absorbing pony goodness.
Well, take the phone upstairs to the pony room where it should be.
After I'm done eating, I will.
No food allowed in the pony room.
Smell will all over the ponies.
Yeah,
I picture all those Greek ponies laid out on the table with little, like, napkins, like, tied around their necks so that they don't get sauce on them.
we have the Greek ponies actually up in the pony room so that they retain all their Greek goodness. because
yeah, you don't want to get any pasta stains on Narita.
Well, when I make my spaghetti, you know how it is. I mean, the entire house will smell like spaghetti sauce, so I have
how
to keep.
How would Karen know?
Well, I'm sure Karen's cooked spaghetti. I'm just making a stab in the dark here.
Never been to the house or the pony room, but I have cooked spaghetti, and I am familiar with that delicious aroma, which is good, but it's not better than G1 smell, and you don't want to taint the G1 smell.
So I keep the pony room shut, especially when I'm cooking something that smells strong, so that I don't wind up with garlic ponies.
But anywho, we were talking about Miss Golden Hair, and she's different. How is she different?
Her hair is, of course, yellow, but it does have a light blue streak, and her symbol is a painted gold sun.
Painted on no glitter, right?
No glitter. These are all glitter ponies, but no glitter.
Metallic.
They are glitterless ponies.
Yes.
They use a metallic paint. It's quite lovely. And I like the shape of her sun. Her sun is a very nice, it's got a very European, Mediterranean kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it does. It's like a circle within a circle, and, well, let's see. I'm looking at Kit Kat Vintage's version right now. It appears that it's sort of, I don't know, there's like a fade on the sun, the symbol, I mean. Like, it's darker at the bottom than it is at the top.
I think there's some inconsistency in some of the Greek symbols, like with a lot of the ones that weren't, you know, made by Hasbro. You'll find that stuff is, like, sometimes the stencil of the symbol is a little off-centered or something. So
I noticed that with a certain sitting Greek pony. Sometimes her symbols are, like, the stencil wasn't laid on correctly. There's a red part and a white part, and the red is sort of off base a little bit from the white, just slightly. It gives a character, though. And I got to say, your Greek sunbeam has character, because I like the way this symbol is. And her hair is so shiny.
Shiny.
Oh, good.
Did you decard her, Kit Kat Vintage?
The person I bought her from decarded her.
Wow.
Wow.
But she did so with good reason.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at the reason right now. This pony is gorgeous.
Yes. She just cried out, please take me off the card, Mommy. Please.
And whose pose is that? That's not the Moon Dancer pose, right?
I think she's in the same pose as Glory, which is
right. It's
in the American version.
Right.
Version, I guess.
That's not
yeah, I like
at
the pose.
All.
She's cool.
But the other thing about Sunbeam is that of all the Greek unicorns and Pegasus ponies, she's the only one that only has one variant made. The only Greek Sunbeam is the one in that pose and that color. So all the other three unicorns and two Pegasus ponies, all come in various colors and poses.
Escape the
she
rain.
Really is like a brighter kind of blue, isn't she? The blue looks a little more intense than my sunbeam. I mean, maybe my gal is older and faded, but, you know, it's less powdery blue. It's more like a bright, sunny summer sky blue.
Dye inconsistencies? Heartburn?
Yeah.
Yellowing?
Heartburn. Well, it is sweet.
Well, is it consistent on both sides?
Yeah, look at the side that was on the card. Is she brighter on one side?
Are we talking to us?
Yeah, we're talking to Kat Vintage. I'm saying her pony is very, very rich blue-colored.
You thought we were talking about yours.
No, mine is just all over like a powder blue.
All right, well, I promise we're almost done and we'll be able to go look.
Sally?
Very good, very good.
No,
but are we all good?
Okay, who's next? Pull another Greek pony out of the bag.
Yeah, but come on.
It is.
I can't believe I didn't realize that.
Miss.
Come on.
Firefly.
Oh, you gotta love Greek Firefly, man.
Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you all know what regular Firefly looks like. You know, she's pink with the blue hair.
She
get this.
Oh, like I
Now she's pink with purple hair.
No, I...
No, she is total. She is far from pink.
I thought she looked orange.
Try again. We're talking orange.
I thought she looked orange, not pink.
Nope, you're not tripping. You're looking at a typo right there.
Okay. Oh, my God. My first week at work, and I come on the pony show, and I can't read.
I'm really here, I swear.
So El Greco made Firefly orange. Now, how cool is that?
That is neat. I like that. Thank God I'm not tripping.
Blue and pink, too.
Yeah, they made her in more than one color.
What other color did she come in? Hold on,
let
me pull up the old site.
Right.
And I should check out Unicornucopias, too.
I have the orange one mint on card. She actually is still mint on her card upstairs. Which common one. Now tell them about the other one.
There's also one that looks similar to the original Firefly. It's like a really warm pink color. And I think she has blue hair. It might be blue and purple. That one's like super hard to find. And I think there's a blue one as well. I'm not 100% sure. But I think there might be a blue one. I know there's a blue medley. I'm not sure about Firefly.
I would love to see a blue Firefly. That would be so cool.
That would be cool.
Now remember, no mentioning ponies we haven't done yet.
Oh, yeah, right. We'll get to that other one in a second.
Unfortunately, I don't have the power to bleep.
Just forget you heard that. Now, what's up with Greek Firefly's symbol? Is it different? Those lightning bolts look like they're going in different directions from regular issue Firefly.
Well, the person,
it's like one goes one way and one goes the other way. Do I have to go get my regular Firefly to compare?
Is that true?
Take a look. You know what Firefly looks like.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I can't see the picture of the Greek Firefly that well.
You can click on it and make it bigger.
I have to say, Firefly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One of my all-time favorite Greeks. I don't care if she's common. I think she is totally awesome looking, and that's why I keep her mint on card.
She's not common. She's still pretty, awesome and hard to find. But of the three, that's the most easy to find.
Well,
am I bugging out, or are her symbols different?
Her symbols are different.
They are, right? Because the regular Firefly, the symbols, the lightning bolts, they go the same way. Hold on, I'm pulling out a Firefly right now. Come here,
I don't know where my Fireflies are at. They're around here somewhere.
They're different on the Greek Firefly.
Yeah, it looks like Greek Firefly's symbol points in two different directions. Like the lightning is emanating from a single point rather than just two bolts going side by side. That's cool. They like redesigned the stencil a little bit.
So I like that about the stencil is that they put the symbols in almost every case. They just slightly modified them somehow or another. And some more obvious than others. But I just think it's cool in finding those little subtle variations are not just the color of the hair, but they actually mess with the symbols.
I got to go meta on you for a second and let you know that your speakerphone sounds like you're in a hole.
Yeah, that's what my phone sound like.
You sound like you're down a deep well.
Well, that's because I'm on the other side of the room and I'm yelling.
Then try coming closer.
All right.
You got to get one of those hands-free things like Panda uses.
Yes.
That's so dorky.
No, it's not.
Well, whoever said being a radio host was glamorous.
Exactly. I do this in my pajamas, okay?
Are you in your pajamas, too?
That's great. No, actually, I'm in my pre-pajama. Today I'm in my pre-pajama outfit.
everybody else put their pajamas on in stages. I find that, like, if I know I'll be going to bed in an hour or so, I might go upstairs and put on my pajama pants so that they'll warm up. And then maybe in another hour I'll go up and get my pajama shirt, because if I have to put them all on at one time, it's too freaking cold.
I just don't want to be ready for bed that early. I'll put the pajama pants on when I get home, because that's like my knocking around the house pants.
Yeah.
And like you said about warming them up, it's nice to have them already broken in and warmed up.
Well, see, I can't wear pants when I'm sleeping. I just get too constricted. I normally just wear nightshirts, but like, I'll wear like a pair of sweats and then a t-shirt until it's about an hour before it's time to go to bed, and then I'll change. I'll get all nice and comfy.
If we got the flannel sheets on, no pajama pants in the bed. I always just kick them off right before jumping in bed, because pajama pants and flannel sheets don't mix.
No.
You know,
definitely
like you'll be
not.
Laying in bed with flannel sheets and you got your like flannel pajama pants on, and you go to like turn over and the pants stay put and your body turns and then you're all twisted up in your pants.
See, my issue is the bottoms of my pants will ride up my legs, and I have chunky legs, so they'll start cutting off the circulation to my
feet. Ooh, yeah, they start squeezing on your calves, right? Like, that's not a comfortable feeling.
And I won't realize it until my feet are starting to become numb.
Well, then what you need to do is make some cutoffs or something. Get sleep shorts. That's my new thing. I love these new cami and short sets. Well, they're not new. They've been out for 10 years, but they're new to me, and I'm digging them.
There you go. I'll do that once in a while, like when I'm sleeping at somebody else's house, you know? But it's like in my own bed. That's it. Just no pants.
Oh, all this nice sleepy time talk. Makes me want to go have a cup of sleepy time tea soon.
No.
We don't have a full moon tonight. I just checked.
Is a full moon?
No, it's not a full moon. It's sort of a more than a half moon. It's weird. It's all lit up on the top, but there's nothing underneath. It's like a half moon, but it's not in traditional half position. It's just like the upper half of the moon is showing.
Ooh, that's neat.
Oh, which is a good way to segue onto our next pony.
Little Princess Moon Dancer.
The Moon Pony.
Yay, my favorite.
She's adorable. She really is. Oh, she's got, like, the same symbol that regular Moon Dancer has that we know. But look, they changed her pose. She's not in that crazy pose where she doesn't have a waist. You know how, like, regular Moon Dancer is, like, all hips and butt?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
she's a hips
and
butt.
She has no middle.
Girl.
Yeah, she's, like, big butt gal. That's the big butt pose.
This
girl is proportioned.
I guess that's why me and Moon Dancer I love Moon Dancer so much, you know?
Because
of course,
she's pear-shaped?
Yes. And I'm pear-shaped. You know, we're pear-shaped together.
She is hippie, and she is gorgeous.
Yes.
And the Greek version is just so kissable. Look at this hair. What is that?
It's
like a bright pink hair?
She has two different versions. One is glorious hair coloring, and her stars and her symbol are closer together. But
oh
then
my God.
A different version, it looks like, are they still saying? All right, the second version, it's the same hair coloring, but evidently her stars are more in their traditional places.
Wow.
Am I getting this right?
I'll let you know in a minute when the Maryland girls come back on. I think they fell down a pony hole. Well, the version that I know is got like pinkish and bluish hair. You know, that's not like glory, but she's really nice. She's got regular, you know, Moon Dancer print symbols, and she's just in that other pose that I like much, much more.
Oh, then that would be the second one I mentioned.
Okay. Let's see if Unicornucopia has another version. Check.
Am I on?
You are on.
Sorry. There's a... For me, Moondancer, there's the one that's in the traditional Moondancer pose, and then there's one that's in the pose that Glory's usually in white, and then there's both with an orange body, and then there's with a yellow body.
Oh, stop. There's an orange version of her, too? Wow.
My lord, they like orange.
I demand pictures.
You know what? You know what's so cool about this? Is that she's just like an encyclopedia. She's sitting at the kitchen table. She's not looking at a computer telling you any of this stuff. This is all from her noggin.
Well, thank God we have her for our last night of Greeks.
Oh, is this going to be the last night of Greeks?
We should be able to finish the rest of them off tonight.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, no red hair on the Greek moon dancer. We're talking other colors. They're more mystery. They're springy colors. They're cheerful colors. And a much, much better pose.
I want her, mostly because, as I said, me and Moondancer, I love Moondancer for years before I even started collecting ponies. I had the plushie Moondancer.
Oh, the applause plushie?
She's cute. I've had her for years. She was my first plushie. And she's been through the washer and the dryer.
Is she still white?
She's still white. You know, before I knew you weren't supposed to put her in a dryer, I put her in a dryer.
That's murder on their eyes.
Her eyes are pretty good. They don't have as much scratched off as the other ones. So
I think those plushies are so cute, especially the unicorns, because like with where their horns start to like get bent, the horns sort of curl. They look sad.
Mine didn't. Believe it or not,
adorable,
mine is
though.
So straight. Hmm. I think, didn't you see my Moondancer Kit Kat at the convention last year?
I wasn't at the convention last year.
I could have
We weren't cool enough to be at the convention last year. You represented.
I could have swore you were. I guess I met so many people.
Oh, sorry. It's been somebody else.
I guess I met so many people, I don't realize who I've met and who I haven't.
Oh, you know when you meet Kit Kat Vintage, because she has very striking body art done like G1 My Little Pony. You know her when you meet her.
Okay. So it's like, show me the tattoo and I know it's you, right?
And the pony conventions are the one place where you can just go sleeveless and just bare it all and not worry about people staring. Because people like really dig that kind of stuff at a pony con. You're like a celebrity with those arms.
Yeah. But, you know, at work you're just being looked at kind of like, why do you have a pony with a symbol on its butt on your arm?
Karen, guess what? She's famous. Okay. Her tattoos are in a tattoo magazine this week.
Get out of here. Oh, my gosh. Yay. That's big news.
My pony tattoo made a magazine.
Oh, you'll have to send me a link to the magazine or the issue. I can go pick it up here. We got magazine stores all over the place. I hope they gave you a free issue or a free subscription.
Yeah, I didn't get a free issue. The girl that is working on my tattoo emailed me and told me about it. But
She gets the credit, of course. It's all about the artist in those magazines.
Free issue and whatnot. I just get the joy of being in a magazine.
Yeah, you get the fame.
Yeah.
Take a picture of her, like all of her, which would have been nice.
So up next we've got Melody.
Ooh, one of my favorites. Woo! Medley. They call her Melody, but you know it's Medley. But my gosh, what a pretty version of Medley this is. Do you like Masquerade Twinkle Eye Pony? You know her colors?
I love her.
She has like the most beautiful colors.
She was my first Twinkle Eye.
And mine too.
Next to Sweet Stuff. Sweet Stuff was my first I have to fix you pony.
I'm all about the yellow, as you well know. And, my gosh, Greek melody, a.k.a. medley, is just fabulous. She's just got a yellow body, and she's got this incredibly, like, gorgeous, like, turquoisey blue hair with a green streak, very similar to, I want to say, seashells green, or is that possibly Gusty's green? No, I think it's closer to seashell. It's like a Kelly green. And what a great idea, too, rather than make her in, like, all green and blue, to use yellow. Because, I mean, it just makes her designs pop. It makes everything on her pop. Well done, El Greco.
Then you have her in orange with her purple hair and olive green. Oh, my Lord.
What the heck was that?
Hi. She's traveling.
What
down
did
the
you
sink.
Will you get back on the phone and stop messing around?
What did you just kill over there? My God.
Sounds like she's vacuuming or flushing or doing something she shouldn't be. And she sounds like she's a million miles away.
Yeah,
Orange.
I'm on my way.
We'll finish up. We got work to do, woman. Medley in orange is like from the other side of the island or something. They get more sun over there, so she turned like a bright, crazy orange color.
Yeah, she forgot to put the sunscreen on.
Yep. Or worse, she did the fake and bake. She looks like she's been on a tanning bed.
She got
the spray on tan.
Oh yeah, the spray on tan. Have you ever seen I hate to deviate, the movie Bride Wars?
Oh, I haven't seen it, but yeah, I know the film. It looks really funny.
But I swear that's the same color orange the one girl gets spray tanned by accident. I swear, I think it's the same shade of orange. After she dyes her best friend's hair blue.
Oh! How unfortunate. But
well,
yeah,
Oh, yeah. And what other color did she come in?
Oh, don't know.
She also came in blue.
Really?
What color?
Blue.
What color was her hair?
The blue one has hot pink hair with a blue stripe.
Oh my gosh.
And that's one of the really hard to find ones, too. You don't see that one pop up very often.
I think that's because nobody really bought her. Dear Lord.
Wow, I would buy that just for the freaky factor, you know?
That's about it.
I've been oohing and aahing over the orange ponies up till now, but something about medley and orange, I don't know. I keep thinking fake and bake tan or bad spray on tan. Like she went to Santorini to go clubbing or something for a weekend, and, you know, she just had way too much ouzo out there and fell asleep in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
And then she ended up with weird tan marks, so she went to, like, you know, the chemist and, like, bought, you know, tan in a can and sprayed it all over herself.
Oh, yeah. I do believe, that's the spray tan orange. You know, that's the one pony that you stick on the person who you know spray tans. And, you know, you put the little note on there that says, do not use this color.
I'd have to say, you know, I there aren't too many ponies that I would say I'd kick her out of my herd, but yeah, I think I would kick Orange Medley out of my herd. I would trade her for the yellow one, who is much more pretty. But that's just my opinion. Maybe there's Orange fans going to send us hate mail from this. I don't know, but anyway.
I think a lot of people are going to send us a lot of hate mail, I mean, for love of God.
You gotta give them credit, though. I mean, they tried the same pony in three different colors. More than once they did this, you know? They tried different things. They figured, why does a pony have to be locked into one color? They're magical ponies. They should be able to change color with their mood.
It's just like, you know, in The Wizard of Oz, the horse of a different color.
These are horses of a different color. Well put. Well, good metaphor. This is like
Thank
the
you.
Wizard of Oz. This is fabulous. It's a great idea. You know, nowadays we just have 7 ponies to choose from. 8 if you count the Christmas pony, Minty. And they just keep releasing the same pony over and over and over again. I think they might hook us in to buying these ponies again if they released Pinkie Pie in different colors or Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash, yes. Pinkie Pie, no.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to be Pinkie Pie if you're a blue.
Yeah.
Bluey Pie?
But they can do like fruit cake and make like blueberry pie and pink pie and all these other flavor pies. You know, apple pie and green apple pie and lemon pie.
Oh, there you go. There's
lemon pie and key lime pie. Make a green Pinkie Pie. That would be great. Blueberry pie, strawberry pie. Make her in all different. What kind of pie is purple?
Boysenberry.
Gooseberry pie. There you go. Do like a whole pie family. Just come on, admit it. You would be first in line to buy a fluke pony if they mixed up the batches and they did a whole run of pink Rainbow Dash and blue Pinkie Pie. You would want them both.
Oh, yeah, then I'd be running to the store. And
we'd
be going,
scrambling. Oh. We'd be trampling each other. We'd be outbidding each other on eBay left and right, sniping like fiends to get that. Just a little variation,
yeah.
Hasbro. That's all we ask. Take a cue from the Greeks, please. They had the right idea.
Yes.
You know,
and especially
when drying up, when we're like flaking at the bit, just have a different color Pinkie Pie. We don't care at this point. Just give us anything.
Yeah, you got us. We're hopelessly hooked on G3s. We don't want to give up. Just give us something a little different.
I agree, other than just long hair.
I want a St. Patrick's Day Pinkie Pie with green on her. That would be really fun. And I don't mean some plastic cheap outfit either that you could throw away and it's the same pony that you're going to release again with more clothes for the next holiday. That's cheating. That don't count.
No. Don't count, no. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't count. But up next, it's Miss Glory.
Ooh, now she looks like the sister to the other one. She looks just like Moon Dancer. Same kind of colors.
What's her Greek name?
Oh, well, hold on. Let me go pull up that page again. Darn it. You caught me. I was just checking something else really quick. Okay, we're talking Avernus.
Or Morningstar.
I like Morningstar. That's a nice name.
That's a cute name. I like that one.
Morningstar?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Her differences are one is in a different pose. The other one, her body is light blue, yellow hair, blue streak, and her symbol is flipped in an opposite direction.
Oh, wow. She's like polar negative of the one that, you know, we're looking at in the picture here. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the one I see looks a lot like the other one. Same kind of body coloration, same everything, same pose even. They could be sisters. I bet all the little Greek girls played that those two ponies were related.
Yeah. Definitely.
Give me that other color combination again, the freaky one.
Light blue, yellow hair, blue streak, flip symbol.
And that sounds like Sunbeam, doesn't it?
Yep, it's the same color as Sunbeam with a different symbol, with Glory's symbol.
Wow. Very incestuous stuff going on there at El Greco.
Oh, yes. They accidentally, oops. Sorry, put the stencil
their
on.
Their economy's going under. They spent all their money making all these wacko ponies.
I'm sure that was funny, but I couldn't hear a word.
Me neither.
Oh, well.
Anyway, you got to figure, you know, they're probably, you know, putting the stencils on. They accidentally put it on this one wrong, and they look, and it's like, this actually looks good like this. Okay, flip the stencil over. We're doing it like this one on the blue ones.
How crazy is that? Now, how many people have this one? Have you talked to many people that have, like, you know, that collect the Greeks and have this version?
Which, the blue one?
The symbol.
Yeah, the blue one.
The blue one is harder to find than the white one, but it's not, like, as super rare as some of the Greeks.
So if I was to hang out on eBay long enough, I would eventually see one?
Yeah, you'd probably see one eventually. Probably not, like, you know, this week or next week, but if you wait long enough, you'll find one.
I'm just dying for one of those sellers to come up again and just start selling nothing but mint on card Greeks. I got a sad feeling, though, that those days are over.
Probably.
But I can still hope. Where there's hope, there's possibility for Pony Joy.
Yes. And up last for this set is Miss Twilight.
Ooh, your favorite. The Twilight
Yay.
Pony.
Okay.
And it's all about the Twilight.
Oh, I think we're going to the pony room now.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I must get the song. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go.
We are so ready.
Here we go.
I'm not.
All right, all together now.
Deep breath.
All right.
Oh, wait
a minute.
I got to do that again.
Like, actually use phones and, like, sound like we're not in another space museum.
Yeah, sure.
Right next to this room on the dresser on the left. You'll see it. I'm actually going to get a phone, and we're going to talk on the phone, and maybe then it won't sound like we're in a hole.
Oh, very good.
You're sounding better already. You're coming in a little clearer.
Okay.
Well, while they figure out their phone in relation to where they have to stand so that we don't get feedback, Twilight's Greek name is Astrophagia.
Ooh.
Fancy, huh?
She is.
Yep,
she is very different.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello. We're all here.
You were just talking about, who was the last one you talked about? Glory?
No, we're talking about, about Glory.
Yeah,
did you need to
add? And I'm looking at Glory, and she's really cool, and I'm sorry I couldn't be up here with her when we were talking about her. I feel bad. But now we're talking about another pony, and I'll be with that pony instead.
Well, we're talking about the hotness that is Greek Twilight in all
her
many shades.
Well, right now we're talking about bright orange,
yes,
purplish hair with pink streak, and purple and red stars.
No, not purple and red, just red, maroonish-looking stars.
Yeah,
okay.
I think sometimes they
like
get
a fuchsia?
Little bit of a fade color. Like
I think that's
sometimes depending on how the dye is taking, they might get a little bit of an outline.
Yeah, this is like pretty solid maroon. I'd say the color of the stars.
Well, I think that's why she found purple/red.
Maybe they mean either or. You know, it's all very random with El Greco, as we're learning.
Yes.
Some of them
fit
the dye better.
What other colors did she come in?
Ooh, at least two.
Well, she also came in both poses, like the other. Like Moondancer and Glory, she came in both of those two poses in orange. She came in blue with the yellow and blue hair. And
Ooh.
Then she came in yellow with green hair.
Ooh.
And that one is really, really awesome. And
yellow with green hair, like Magic Star? Wow.
Yeah. I think that one has a green stripe in the hair instead of, like, the medley has green hair with a blue stripe. But I think Twilight has green hair with a yellow stripe.
Ooh, that's
going to fall and knock over the ponies now.
Yeah, and if you knock over a pony in the pony room, it's like dominoes times 800.
Now,
yeah,
what I remember, getting back to those stars and the star color, I saw Kit Kat Vintage's one, and it's very orange, and the stars look like, it's not red, it's not purple, it's not really even maroon. It's I think, like a hot pink.
Yeah, it I don't know. It's one of those colors that you could really describe it all of those ways. It's kind of hot pink and it's kind of maroon. I guess it depends on the light.
Yeah, I know. It's raspberry. How about that? Can we agree on raspberry?
Okay, sure. We'll go with raspberry.
Raspberry is a good pony color.
Raspberry symbol.
And, you know, I think part of the problem is because it's on an orange pony, it's kind of messing up the color as far as, you know, if it was on a white pony, obviously, you'd be able to very clearly see what color it is. But, you know, it's probably the same paint they used for the Glory. But when you throw it on the orange pony, it is really hard to tell. But I'm holding Glory up against Starflower here, and I'm thinking it might be, like, the same color.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I just think she's delightful. I'm getting mesmerized by the idea of a yellow one with green hair.
I'm chopping all my hair. I'm going to get my hair cut, guys. It's driving me nuts. I'm tired of it. I'm cutting it all off.
Okay.
Just so you know. I feel like Cousin It today.
That's fine by me, because you had shorter hair the last time I saw you. And if you have long hair when I see you now, I'll be confused.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing a lot of people, apparently. I can't grow hair. It freaks people out.
Because Kitten has long hair. I wouldn't be able to tell the two of you apart.
Oh, come on. She does not look that much like me. She's much prettier, and she looks like her way hot daddy.
You're both gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, no, I am by far. I'm like a 7, and my husband is like a 10, okay? He's like a 10 on steroids. I mean, it's just not right.
Okay, I demand you bring him to the Maryland meet. We're going
to
have a hot pony daddies contest.
I'm not kidding. I mean, I've told you that Kitten's friends think her dad is hot. Okay, when 13-year-old girls think your husband is hot, it's just weird.
Yeah, that is weird. You're standing there thinking, thank God he's out of the country for at least small portions of time so they don't have to stare at him all the time.
When he goes to other countries, you know, he has to wear a bag on his head because he's so darn striking that it causes, like, this huge rush of girls, and they can't have that in other countries. They have restrictions.
Oh, you're so trusting, little alley cat. If I had a hottie husband, I don't know if I'd let him too far from the house for very long.
He's not only hottie, he's freakishly monogamous, okay? For some reason, he thinks I am really, really pretty. And here's the most awesome part. He doesn't find Asian women attractive, even though he's Japanese. And so when he spent a year in Korea, it was like, hello, not a problem.
That's actually not unusual for the Asian guys to be attracted to Western women. They're all about, like, big eyes and blonde hair. They think they're adorable.
Well, I don't have blonde hair, but he does think my Italian nose is the best thing in the world. His explanation as to why, kind of disturbing, but, you know, I guess I have to tell you now, right?
Well, yeah.
I have a very Italian nose, and I get self-conscious about it occasionally, you know, because it's not a nice little cute button nose. And I remember saying something about my nose one day, and he's like, I love your nose. I've always loved your nose. I'm like, what could you possibly love about my nose? You know? And him and his romantic self said, because when I roll over at night and I see your silhouette in the window, I know it's you. So what he's saying is it can be a completely dark room, and if you can just so much as see the profile of my nose, I am completely identifiable.
That is so cute.
Strange compliment to pay somebody.
It's cute in a very strange way, but, you know, he meant it in the most loving. I mean, he was serious. He thought it was so adorable that he could tell it was me. You know, when he's half asleep and he sees my nose, everything is right in the world because I'm there. It's like, just no. No. Not right.
At least it's better than, you know, when I roll over and I see, you think. Body part here, okay?
You roll over and you see
your feet, your dog, your plush moon dancer,
your plush moon dancer,
yay, rescue.
You see that horn, and you know it's Moon Dancer, and you're happy.
There you go.
Dolly. No.
Okay, I can't think
Dolly.
Of a body part. Yeah, I can't think of a body
Kit Kat
part right
is somewhat allergic to kitties, and my little kitty just wants to be her best friend.
Oh, the cat is in the room with you?
Yeah, I might have to kick her out if she keeps trying to be too cuddly with poor Kit Kat, or Kit Kat's not going to be able to breathe.
I have a question about the cat, if I could derail the conversation for 30 seconds.
Oh,
your
we haven't done that for an hour.
No, we never go off topic on this show.
Never.
No.
My question regarding your cat is the breed, because I was watching this show on either Discovery or Animal Planet called Cats 101, and I think I saw your cat. Is the breed called an exotic?
Yep. That's her.
And it's like a Persian, but not with that long hair.
Yeah, it's a Persian with real short hair. They're very plush, like little teddy bears. Their coat and everything has a very plush feel to it.
Then I saw your cat, and they come in about 30 different shades of color. Some even have points like a Siamese.
Yeah.
Some
she's
are two
gonna,
colors,
she's
some are three colors.
She's going to insist on your lap is what it is. Wow.
That is the exotic short hair. Wow. You got a kitty with a pedigree.
Yes, she's and not only is she an exotic short hair, she is a silver chinchilla exotic short hair, which is a very unusual color for the exotics. It's not very easy to find them in silver chinchilla.
And you didn't breed her? You didn't have little kitty kitties?
You know, when I went to get her fixed, my vet did yell at me because he was like, why are you not breeding her? And I said, because I just wanted to give her a loving home, and the person, the breeder I bought her from, said that I couldn't breed her because that's how come I got her so inexpensively, because I promised not to breed her.
Oh.
Nobody ever asked. Kitty, and that was fine. You know, I figured there's plenty of kitties that need homes in the world, and, you know, as adorable as my kitty is, you know, she didn't need to go through the hell that is childbirth. I mean, kitty
and
birth.
Exactly, and they have it times four, five, and six, you know.
Yeah, and she's very small. She's really small, and I was the exotics, what some people don't know about the Persian breed and the exotic breed, their bone density it's not as dense as other breeds of cats, and they can easily get overdosed and on medications, and they're very sensitive. And so breeding them can be delicate. They're just very delicate. They're not like a Norwegian forest cat that, like, can, you know, brave a blizzard or something. You know, the exotic short hair would live for about 3 seconds outside. So,
well, she's lived a nice long time, and she's probably going to keep on going forever because you didn't wear her out from breeding, and I'm going
to
stop you there.
No, yeah, I didn't want
to
do that
to
her.
It's a good thing. And everybody knows what makes a kitty special is on the inside, not what the color of their fur is.
That's true. Which is especially why I still have my kitty, because what's on the inside is so incredibly sweet.
Well, give her a pet from me.
I can't. She's on Jenny's lap. That would just be weird.
Pet the kitty.
I'm not going to pet the kitty in Jenny's lap. You can't make me do it. I don't care if my husband's been away for a week.
Oh dear God! I think we just segued into ponies after dark.
Hey, I don't want to hear about it. Those who sleep without underpants or undergarments because it's too constricting at night.
I sleep with undergarments. I just don't sleep with pants. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's not that's not far from what I was talking about at all.
There are the underpants. Hey, baby. Yes, you are now listening to After Hours Ponies.
Ponies After Dark. Oh, if anyone wants to know, when I'm sleeping over at a slumber party, the pajamas stay on. In case anyone's worried.
Me too. Mine stay on too. That's the only time.
I bought special pajamas, actually. I bought pony pajamas.
Ooh.
Pony pajamas?
From Canada.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
They're pink flannel, and they got rainbows and a label that has, I don't know, I think it's, who's that pony on the OC, Princess, whatever?
Sparkle.
Yeah, they
remember
have Princess
when she first
Sparkle
came out
on
the OC, and, like, all of a sudden Princess Sparkle went from, like, $5 to 50? It was like everybody wanted to buy Princess Sparkle because of that show.
It was a great day for anybody who had an extra Princess Sparkle to sell.
It was crazy.
And now she's on T-shirts, you know, you can go to, like, Yellow Rat Bastard and those kind of stores where they sell, like, the vintage old kind of, like, emo, new old T-shirts. They have Princess Sparkle shirts.
Well, do we want to do pony snacks before we do?
It's pony snack time. Look at the clock.
Yeah. Ah, it's pony snack time.
I am so getting some pony snacks.
I'll go get them for you.
Okay,
Jenny is going to stay here with the kitty. Jenny could stay here with the pussy, and I'm going to go get my pony snack.
Sam! Snack time!
Sam!
Okay,
Sam.
I'm ready. You guys are so slow. I've already got my
pony
snack open.
Time. Well, you don't have three floors to traverse either.
No, I do the show from my kitchen. That's where I keep the pony snacks and the laptop lately. My desk is buried under customs, so I can't do any laptop work there. I could take it on the bed, but I don't want
to. I had to go all the way downstairs to the first floor to give Kitten her snacks. Then I had to go to the kitchen floor to get the snacks in the first place, then all the way down, then back up two flights of steps to the pony room.
Okay, there's a hazard warning on the pony snacks. Did you ever read this? To avoid choking, give fruit-flavored pony snacks only to children who can easily swallow chewy foods. Children should be seated and supervised while eating. Hey, kitten! Sit down and eat a pony snack.
Hey, you! Pain in the ass! Oh, my God. I was trying to think somebody kidnapped you!
I'm not waiting for anybody. I'm going to eat my first snack.
Take your dang snack. Supervise my ass. I'm sorry. Rated R. She just leaped out of the bathroom. I'm, like, running all over the house trying to find her. She's not answering. I come upstairs, and she jumps out of the bathroom, right, like, 2 feet from me, maybe. There you go. I'm sorry. That hurt your ears, Jenny.
No, the cat
ran away.
Huh?
The cat was on a. They were on a whole nother floor, and that was so loud it scared the cat upstairs.
Oh man.
Green.
That was so loud. All right, here.
You owe me. Yes, you do. Hey, I have 3 greens. Score. I'm not. No. Wait. No. What? Yeah! That's not green.
Oh.
Don't. It's over there.
I got 1 red, 2 pinks, 1 purple, 1
yellow,
1 green.
I am not eating
the
pony snack that fell on the bathroom floor.
Just
not happening.
30-second rule, okay. Quick. Get it.
Hey, I did clean that floor today, actually. I got 2 greens. Ooh.
There you go.
All right, come on. Hit me with it.
So this is why you need a dog. If you had a dog, that pony snack would be snatched up.
I'm playing catch with pony snacks up the flight of stairs. I just caught a green.
Okay. Where is that?
Lame.
Anyway.
Do pony snacks bounce?
They apparently
do. I guess not. Yeah. Oh, they do?
They bounce 3 times.
Yay for rubbery, bouncy food.
Yeah.
What you said about dogs eating whatever falls on the floor, it's like she just wait. If something falls on the floor in this house, okay, all we have to do is yell, Sam, clean up. And the next thing you hear is him getting up, taking off, and running into the kitchen.
Okay, go away now.
Who needs a broom and a mop?
There's
call the dog.
Dang, you got, like, all the orange ones. Blech. I don't like the orange ones.
One. Yellow. They're yellow.
Gosh, you got, like, 6 of them.
Oh, I'll give them here.
I've been
eating one
catch.
Already. Nope.
I'm leaving all of
I
my...
I caught it in my mouth. I'm like Scooby-Doo. I can
can't believe it. I just threw ponies away. Oh, my gosh.
Come on, what happened to no pony left behind?
No kidding.
Well,
hey, would
it's
it be,
I'm not going there. Let's just leave it.
Would it be wrong if I took pony snacks to work and ate them while not on the show?
Yes, it would be.
You would raise an eyebrow. They'd say, what are you eating?
You might lose your job. I don't know if you want to let them know about that side of you yet.
You could get blacklisted.
She eats ponies. Oh, my God.
Can you get fired for eating pony snacks at work?
I'm sure I hope not.
No, but you could set off the big alarm in people's head that says, this girl's weird. We need to look for the first reason legitimately that we can fire her.
It'll go in your permanent file. You'd never know about it until the time comes when they want to can you. It'll just
oh, aren't those great, those personal information files? You find out all kinds of neat stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She eats pony snacks. We should watch her. She could have a habit.
This is why all pony collectors need to find, if they don't have a little girl, they need to borrow a little girl, just for shopping purposes.
Oh, no, I'm in the middle of the pony section, okay, blatantly, and my mother is standing right behind me going, do you have this one? No. Do you have this one? Yes. Do you have this one? Yes.
So much for your cover, huh?
There is no cover with me. My mother is pointing out ones she thinks I don't have. Okay. Or
what
she'll
a good
come
mommy.
In. Or she'll come into the like holiday section while I'm looking, and she's going, "Which one are you looking for?" Okay. So yeah, it's for a woman who used to. Think this was really strange. Yeah, she has very much started to really accept this, especially after last year, after being surrounded by 100 of us.
She gets to enjoy. She gets to enjoy being a mommy a little bit longer than normal. Didn't think
exactly.
about it. If you grew up too fast, then she'd say, oh, I want my little baby back. Now she can still buy toys for her baby. She's loving it. And speaking of babies, is anybody ready to talk about some Greek babies?
I am. Because, you know, I am all about the babies. Because you're
babies?
Yes, I like the babies. They're so cute and adorable and little and they're so cute.
And they're so tiny and they take up, you know, less space on the shelf so you can buy more ponies and keep them in the same space as you would adults but have more.
Oh, yeah, I
have
one
small
section.
They take up a lot
section.
More space in the wallet. Yes, they do.
Yes, they can.
They
you
provide
sure can
so
take
much
again.
More space in your wallet yes. and your bank account. Look at all that room you have now.
Yes, but, you know, I have all these little babies. On this really small section of a bookcase, and it's like I put like adult ponies there, and it's like 5 adult ponies can stand there, but like 20 babies take up the same amount of space.
El Greco did a fabulous job making Greek baby ponies. The thing is, they didn't make enough of them. All the girls we're going to talk about for the next 10-15 minutes. All go for stupid money on eBay. Okay? There, I said it.
They do. They go for stupid money.
And most of them are in the same pose of baby blossom.
Yeah, and baby cotton candy.
They're squishy.
That looking up. It's the basic baby pose. It's the pose
it's
that
the,
gets
I love
us
you,
all.
Mommy pose.
It's that,
mommy.
Yes, and mommy, I love you. That
yes,
face.
Yes,
even
yes.
my husband was not immune to this.
Oh.
The first time he laid eyes on a baby, it was either baby blossom or baby cotton candy. He got so
no,
distracted,
horrible.
He couldn't even do what he was doing anymore. He said, make that pony stop staring at me. And he
see,
laughed.
Either baby cotton candy, because I finally found the extra baby cotton candy I have. I think that's going to be the baby pony that's going to come with me to work, and she's just going to look up at me all day and say, please, Mommy, make more money so you can buy more of my little baby friends.
That's right. Little sign. Do it for her. Yes. Keeps you coming in every day, looking to those big soulful eyes.
Just
well,
say,
picture
oh,
the Greek eyelashes on baby ponies, and it's
oh,
just
God.
Like 10 times the cute, okay? And, yeah, they're all in that adorable pose, except for the one Pegasus, but we'll get to that.
Yes,
yeah.
And guess what?
There's a baby unicorn, too.
Yes, but
oh,
guess what?
You had to say that, didn't you? Oh,
but
now
this,
I'm going nuts.
But guess what?
First up,
all right, go ahead. I'll wait.
First up, it's baby Minty.
Aww, so cute.
And finally, Minty has a baby.
Finally. Yeah, Hasbro never gave her one. Bad
move.
Say,
you know
Hasbro.
What it says? It says she got knocked up in the States and they shipped her overseas to have the baby and then they brought her back home. That's what it says.
Ooh. Scandalous. Scandalous.
Oh, my God. Minty, you're
and,
so
and
scandalous over there.
The father might have had green hair, do you think?
Hmm.
I wonder which big brother that was.
Daddy Sweet Celebrations. That's what all the secrets are.
Oh, no, and he's married.
Oh, well, you know what? We already know he has little girls that have that same pose. It's
oh,
his.
Poor Mommy Sweet Celebrations.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
No wonder why Hasbro sent Minty away.
No wonder why I have them on separate
wrecker.
Shelves.
That
they hate each other.
Homewrecker.
Keep them separated. Definitely keep them separated.
But, yeah, we're talking about a beautiful little clone of her mother, except Mama had white hair and baby Minty has that green hair, like. Daddy's
but,
celebrations. Now we know what the celebration was about, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was getting some on the side there. But we had baby Chloe.
Yes. Quite different from baby Minty.
Yes. Except for she had the same exact butt symbol. But she's a darker green than her. And nearly white hair.
Nearly
explain
white.
Nearly white. What is
say,
nearly
that's,
white?
How do you get to be nearly white?
This says nearly white.
Well, is there a picture? Can you say whether or not it's white?
I'm looking at it. It's white. It's white as rice.
It's looking white. So I'm wondering how
but
she it, got.
But you would be
nearly.
Wrong because it's only nearly white.
That's all I'm trying to figure out. How is it only nearly white?
I'm looking at two different pictures of her, and it's white.
That was somebody having some fun. That's all that was.
Yeah, that's somebody having fun. You're right. Baby
Maybe
Chloe.
They were like, you know, I have a dirty one. It's nearly white. It's supposed to be
Yeah, they're just covering
white.
For the fact they got an old dirty pony.
There you go. There
Which
you
is
go.
Minty now, 25 years later.
Of course. So, up next is the only baby who is in a different pose.
We never talked about, did we? Okay, why have we not talked about the other Earthlings? Okay, keep going. I'm just feeling a little antsy here.
Cause we're
they're coming. They're
order.
Coming.
They're coming. It's Baby Firefly.
Aww.
So cute.
Beautiful baby Firefly. And look, she's not pink.
She's peach.
She's peach. How crazy
peach.
Is that?
She's a peachy.
Interesting.
She's a peachy kitty.
That's right, I have seen her. Okay. Everything got really quiet there. That was kind of weird.
Oh, I was studying the picture of baby Firefly. I was getting lost in her possible Greek names here. They were saying that her Greek name might be Karavnos, baby Karavnos. That means thunder, or baby Astrapi, which, as you know, is lightning, because there's another pony already named Astrapi.
I think we should go with the other one, because Astrapi's taken.
But they didn't actually name their ponies, right? Didn't
baby
they come on a...
didn't have names.
Some did.
Yeah, they didn't have names. They were just called baby ponies, right? The car guy said Milo
yeah,
Pony,
some of the
Micro
baby
My Pony.
Were sold in a box with the playpen and a crib piece, and then some were sold packaged with Cuddles Baby Buggy, and those were all like a surprise one, and that's where you get all the weird, hard-to-find ones like Baby Firefly and others that we will talk about, and the dark-haired Minty, the dark-green-haired Minty who came with the buggy.
Ah.
Oh, we'll mention that now because we just passed through Minty and Chloe. If you got something
yes.
to add about
Well, we didn't
want to
jump ahead, you know, and get yelled at.
Very good. Very good. But up next is Baby Blossom.
And she's adorable. And she, if you like purple, she's like extra purple.
Yeah, she is purple on top of dark. She is purple. Under darker purple, I love her. She is purple, purple, purple. She's
mm-hmm.
all about the purple.
At a quick glance, you might mistake her for a regular baby blossom, but no, look underneath. Make sure she's not regular, and she'll have those big eyelashes.
Oh,
otherwise,
yeah.
It's baby blossom.
Yes. She's very cute. I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her.
I love yes. these next two that you're going to do.
Up next is Baby Elsa.
And we would know her by her symbol.
Which is light blue green. She is. And light blue hair and purple stars. So
and if it sounds
actually,
like... Yep, if it sounds like Bluebell, then you're right. Because this is
yes.
like a counterpart to Bluebell. He gave
no
Bluebell a baby
but
too.
She had another one.
Mm-hmm. Who's even
who is called
bluer.
Baby Bluebell. She is blue with darker blue hair and metallic gold
stars. Fabulous little gold stars. Gold stars on a blue body.
Oh, yes.
I don't know which one I like better. I saw the lighter colored Baby Bluebell, Baby Elsa, sell once, and she went for stupid money. I have never seen the blue Super blue baby Bluebell.
The
ever
dark blue one goes for even stupider money.
Uh-huh. We're
that
talking like Colombian prices, stupid?
Probably
there.
Even stupider.
Oh, man. So, like, maybe like two or three people in the world have her, and they're never, ever, ever going to part with them unless they got to make a down payment on a house kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's
about it.
You'll see it online. You can see it in a, if there's ever a My Little Pony museum, they should dedicate a wing to Baby Bluebell.
Oh, yes, I agree. And also to Little Miss Baby Peachy.
It's a little baby Peachy. Aw, look how cute she is. My goodness.
Peach?
Now, why couldn't they just give Peachy a baby in the States? Would it have been so hard?
But, you know, they would have had to give her purple hair and a really light pink symbol.
Now, that's bizarre that they would give her lavender hair. I mean, it looks nice, but, you know, it takes away from her peachiness, doesn't it?
Yes, she's supposed to be peach.
I would have given her orange hair or red hair.
Yes, definitely.
Do you ever, like, eat peaches? We were talking about fruits before. Peaches aren't really peach.
No.
Like, when I get a peach, they're kind of, like, yellow on one side and reddish on the other, and they're orange on the inside. There's no peach about them.
Yeah, well, nobody ever said they named fruit the right way.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, look at blackberries. They're actually purple.
True
but
that.
But they look black on the outside.
They're extremely
dark blackberries.
Purple. They're extremely dark purple.
Okay, extremely dark purple berries.
There you go. That's what their name should be.
I still want to know what color a gooseberry is. I'm going to have to Google that.
Green.
I bet they're purple. Really, they're green?
I think they're green.
Wow,
green.
I was way off.
I would have guessed purple, too. I don't know why.
They're green.
I don't know why. It just sounds like something that would be purple. They're gross?
Well, they're green. You really want to
now
try
it?
I definitely want to try it.
Oh, I like, we like green pony snacks. They're not gross.
That's true.
Maybe they're gooseberry flavored. Did you ever read the package?
Hello?
Yeah.
We're getting there.
What do you,
I think
what
we
do
were
you
all
want?
Reading our pony snacks. Next up, if we're done talking about Peachy,
is baby cotton candy.
Oh, thank God. I thought he would take forever.
The quintessential baby. She's pink. She's cute. You want her. You need her. You must
I'm holding her.
You're holding her?
I'm holding her.
You're lucky.
I know.
Now, does she have the same nice smell that the old that the adult ponies have?
Yeah.
Same kind of plastic, same everything. Look on her foot.
Yeah.
What's the bottom of her foot say? Does she have any marks?
No. No marks.
She's totally plain.
Probably not quite as good as some of the other ones because my baby cotton candy is a little played with and loved.
She
does still have that scent. Like, you know she did smell exactly like that because she still has some of that scent. But
oh, I'm looking at her right now. I'm on Kit Kat Vintage's site. What a cute baby.
She does a little baby. She's looking at me.
She's a cutie.
Yep, she's the same color that mine is. I see they're not immune to color changing over the years.
Yes, magic color changing. You know what's really cool, though, because I've never actually held or seen a Greek baby in person before. Although I may have been at people's houses that had them, I didn't actually notice. I know that sounds really strange, but their tails are really long.
They got a lot of hair.
Their tails are, like, crazy long. They're, like, they are the same length as the adult ponies. It's like they used the same tail, and they just stuck it in the poor baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that poor baby
Ouch.
Has the hair around that really heavy tail.
I guess they figured they'd grow into it.
But it's really kind of cool because, like, you're holding it, and you're, like, wondering what's up with the tail. I mean, normally baby ponies, you know, their tail kind of stops down there by the bottom of the feet, sort of, and this sucker just keeps going and going and going.
Boy, oh boy. If I get better at these customs like a Hasbro Repro, I am totally making a couple of these Greek babies just so that my gals can have babies.
There you go. But up next we've got Baby Bowtie, who is white, light pink hair, and very pale pink bow as her symbol.
Oh, and these pictures are not clickable. I want to see her bigger. This
I
is one
know.
Of those ones where the symbols fade and bleed and do all sorts of wonky stuff. Because what I'm looking at right now is a pony, a white pony with diaper rash. Like her whole tiny is just red or pink.
Poor baby.
She looks like someone gave her a good whack.
Oops. Naughty baby.
Naughty little pony. Naughty little Chianula.
A little better. It's not, I guess you can, if you have a really big screen, you can kind of see it.
Well, I just dragged the picture to the desktop, and I'm looking at it in, you know, like preview right now, and I'm trying to stretch it as much as possible, but it's not helping because it's just killing the resolution. And the symbols are just getting bleedier and bleedier and bleedier the bigger I make it. Okay, now
exactly.
I'm looking at a huge pony with a big pink butt. Okay, looks like what? 5 bow ties? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Same as Mama. So cute, though.
Yeah.
Yep, add
that
one to my list,
too. Bow tie is pretty darn cute in every incarnation. You know, it's kind of sad, though. I mean, while we were eating spaghetti, you guys were talking about, like, a lot of Greek ponies that were, like, sitting up here in the pony room, and I felt so bad. Boy, somebody mangled her. Poor girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, talk later. We got 3 ponies left in 6 minutes. We can do this. We can do this.
Oh, wait, no. You mean, no, we can't cheese out on the ones like that? All right.
Overtime. That's why we got overtime.
We got
mention them, and then
baby,
we can expound upon.
Baby Lemon Drop.
A.K.A.
ZZ.
You got to love that name. ZZ.
ZZ.
Not her real name, but, hey, it sounds cute.
Who is yellow, purple hair, brown eyes, just like mine.
Yellow. Yeah.
And purple raindrops. She is like the Greek mommy.
Yeah. Now, this one I got to expand, too, because I just want to see the bleed on this symbol. I really like when the symbols go wonky. And this particular one, just the way the purple went against the yellow, it made these, like, whitish, pinkish lines around the
mm-hmm.
lemon drops. That just screams, hey, I'm Greek.
Love me.
Love me. Love me lots. Pay stupid money for me on eBay.
There you go.
I should start looking at lots on, like, foreign eBay. Maybe I can find one of these babies mixed in. Okay, time
just
to talk
remember.
About the queen of all Greek ponies, right?
Wait. Is there one
wait.
More baby?
There's a
is
couple
there?
More babies.
Uh-oh.
Give them up.
What do you got? I'll tell you what I got. You tell me what you got.
I've got nothing else. That's why I'm
I got nothing.
Okay.
I got buckets.
There are, I think, three different color versions that have a symbol like baby cuddles, but they're baby Pegasus ponies.
Wow.
I can't think of what their colors are off the top of my head, but I know there are a few of them, and I know they're really hard to find. There's also a yellow baby medley that's basically the same colors as baby butterscotch, but in a Pegasus body.
Ooh, dig it.
And there's a blue baby glory that kind of matches the dark blue baby bluebell. That's another one that's, like, super, super rare. And there's a hot pink baby moon dancer with a blue symbol that's another super rare one.
Wow. No way. Where can we see
hot
pictures
pink
of
baby
these?
Moon yeah, you making this stuff up. Well, I know...
like the arena or the
yeah,
teepee?
Yeah, I know
or...
Dormy...
In my dreams?
I don't know what the numbers are after her name, but her,
I can tell
her
you.
ID is Stormy number. I know she
okay.
has
I know who that
the
is.
Blue
and Anthony's Angel.
Baby.
She's selling all their stuff on
yeah.
eBay. Yeah,
she sells his Anthony's
of the
Angel.
Unicorn babies. I know she had the Glory baby up on eBay a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
I
that's
don't know
hot.
If she's got pictures, but I know she has shared them with the community in the past.
Sweet. I got to search that out.
And now, the
we
last.
Have 4 minutes.
Well, it's not quite the last. They're forgetting the other one. You know the one I'm talking about, right, Panda?
The one.
The one that goes with this one?
The last and the least.
The last. Wait, we have more than one to talk
about.
Well, I shouldn't
say the least. The most expensive.
Well, the other one's pretty expensive,
sure.
too.
First one up is Miss Ladybird.
Ooh.
She I shall never have.
Peach with pink hair, symbol of three white flowers, red ladybirds / ladybugs.
Ladybugs.
And three
Love
white flowers
her.
With red centers. She was an Easter pony who was sold in a giant red Easter egg. Very Greek.
Yes.
Greeks
yes,
oh, take the Easter
cool.
thing really seriously. So they released these
yeah.
Easter gifts, and this pony was inside a giant egg, which I guess was wrapped in something like Easter paper at one point, and there might have been some chocolate involved. I mean, the rumors fly about this pony. Talk to, like, enough collectors, you'll get all these different stories about her. But the one thing that they do all agree on is that, yes, she came in an egg.
Yes. And it was red because, of course, Greeks and red Easter eggs. So who was the other one?
The other
yes,
one
I know.
Is
baby.
Also an Easter pony, and her name is Pasha. What's the word? I don't have it in front of me.
Pashma?
That's the ladybird name.
No, Pashima is a scarf.
Lambedista,
that's it.
Okay. I wasn't
Which
too far off.
Is a Greek candle. If you're familiar with, like, the Greek Orthodox, how they do their Easter, they have a lot of candles involved. For years, people called her birthday pony because they thought that they were birthday candles, but then somebody who was in the know said, no, that's a Greek thing. It's an Easter symbol. And
so
she
there was
is the counterpart to Ladybird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really quickly, we need to say goodbye before we lose all of our live listeners.
Okay.
Bye, live listeners.
Thank you for having spaghetti with me.
Don't forget, download us. You will hear our after speak.
Yeah, we're going to keep talking about Greeks.
And tell you whether or not there's going to be a show next week. So listen in.
This is Game 101. And you have listened to we talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
We are in overtime.
Can you play the Bouzouki song again? I would love to hear that Greek pony.
You know what?
Sing
That's
again.
Such a shame. We didn't think to thank them again and play that song at the very end. I feel so bad.
Hold
I
on.
Hope they're listening
Here
to
we
the after
Here
show.
Here we go.
That was awesome. I've got to put that on my iTunes.
And once again, the name?
Oh, the guy, Gazi's boyfriend, Christodoulos Koutroulos.
Thank you. And really quickly, let's see if we can get a little bit of pony magic in here, because we did forget to, we didn't even rub the lamp because we were all just talking.
I thought I was having a vacation from the teapot this week.
Well, you can still sprinkle everybody.
I was stretching my legs. But, yeah, I'm going to do a special spell for everybody since we're on the topic of the Greeks. I think we should all get ourselves some hot Greek pony action.
There we go.
There's your pony luck. Get it before it hits the ground.
Get it. Give me a green baby cuddles.
I see
a green baby cuddles, and it's awesome. It's so cool. Oh, my God, it's cool.
I'm figuring right now I might as well use as much of my recorded stuff as I possibly can before Blog Talk takes it away from me and I cannot use it anymore. Because we're in overtime.
Purple.
So let's talk about that last time.
Hey, guys, guess what? There's a purple baby cuddles, too.
I was going to say that I saw a baby with the carriage once, and I just thought it was baby cuddles. It was kind of like a white color with, like, a dark pink hair. I'm wondering if it really was baby cuddles, because I only saw it from the front.
That's the third one. I think there's,
I've
you're right.
That one.
I think it's one that's a white baby Pegasus with dark pink hair.
Yeah.
And then apparently the other two are baby blossoms colors in the Pegasus body and baby minty with white hair.
See, if you get any, if you're lucky enough to get any of the stuff in the box, it's totally worth opening up because you don't know what's inside. It's like a Cracker Jack box.
You know, I wish they did that here. That would have been so awesome.
They do that in Japan all the time.
My God, I'd love to have that.
Keeps you coming back and buying more. Hear that, Hasbro?
There you go. Did I do everybody?
Anybody want to add anything about the Greek Easter ponies?
I want them.
Yeah.
We all kind of want them. I went and had a custom made of mine. I got 7 bells to do me one on the TP, and she did a great job.
Yeah, that's like there are some things in this world that you just know we pretty much I'm never gonna have that, and you have to kind of come to terms with that realization, and this is one of those moments for me.
Why do you like her so much? See, me, I like ladybugs.
I absolutely adore ladybugs.
Me
and
too.
So much so, I had a ladybug house that when, Sienna Kitten was maybe 2 years old and we had to move someplace and I bought a ladybug house hoping that I would attract ladybugs and, then I could have lots of ladybugs in my garden. And, like months go by and no ladybugs are showing up. And this is one of those really cute hubby, fantastic stories again. And we were both working on the flight line at the time in the military. If you know anything about the flight line, basically it's you and really big airplanes and lots of black tarmac, and you're just, like, out there all the time. Well, apparently, Tomcat was out there on the flight line, and a ladybug landed on him. And he gently got the ladybug, and he wrapped it up in a little tissue, and he put it in his pocket and kept it all day and kept checking on it and stuff like that so that he could bring it home to me alive and put in my ladybug house.
Aww.
I couldn't believe he didn't crush the poor little sucker in his pocket all day, but I thought it was the cutest dang thing. That is why I want baby Greek, that's why I need Greek ladybug. Does not matter to me that she's Greek or she's $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, whatever freaking dollars. If she was a $5 pony, I would want Ladybug, Ladybird.
That's how I feel. I wish that she wasn't going for a lot of money. I wish she was as common as Peachy, and just so I could have her. It's not
I like
fair.
Peachy
it's
too,
like
though.
All the best ponies. Why do they have to be like so hard to get?
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. But yes, that's why I just love love Ladybug, Bird. What's her name again?
Pashmina.
I can't pronounce it. I don't know.
Pashma, something like that.
Something, but I call her Ladybird.
Well, yeah, that's what she is technically really called, but because she's got ladybugs on her, I just keep calling her Ladybug, and I know that's not right, but, you know, it's my pet name for her, okay? Get over it.
Yeah, there you go.
I've loved her since the moment I saw her, and I've wanted her so much, but now I'm over it. I have my custom. I'm happy.
Yeah. It could work. It's such a hard one to get a custom of, though. You have to do a full body paint, and I am just not a full body paint person. You know what I mean? It's too sticky.
I'll bring mine. I'll let you see it. I'll bring it to the meet. She did a pretty
okay,
good job. Works. Like, you know, when you hold it, you can tell it's not factory, but on the shelf, it looks great. It fools people when they come over. They go, is that? And they gasp, you know? I'm telling you, the trick is just give it those eyelashes. It gives it that real Greek look.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do have to ask you, too, one quick question, though.
Okay.
Next
Please.
Week, are we doing a show?
Why wouldn't we?
Easter?
Easter.
What, you got a hot date on Easter?
No, but does anybody have family stuff to do?
I've got that exam next Saturday.
Oh,
and I'm working Saturday.
You're going to be going, yeah. You're going to, like, go stay at a hotel and...
cut half an hour off my drive time.
Well, if you're voting no, Panda, I'll second it.
I'll third it.
But I'm just a genie, so, you know, my vote doesn't count.
Yeah, we'll just stuff you in the model if we don't like what you say.
Teapot.
It's a teapot.
Look, you've been demoted. It was a lamp. Now you're lucky I'm giving you a bottle.
I don't want to be in a bottle.
Well, then.
She's in a teapot. She's in a teapot.
I like my teapot. I've made it all homey. I got a little den up there in the spout. I put pillows all over the floor. I lounge in there.
Look, I slept in that spout, okay? It's not nearly as comfy as you think.
No, but
you deceived me. You need a new spout. You got to get one of those spouts that has a little bit more of a nice hammocky thing going on there so I don't fall out in the middle of the night. Boy, that hurts.
Oh, my teapot has a nice little mesh strainer at the top. It's kind of like a skylight. You know, I can look up and out of it, you know, when you take the lid off.
There you go.
It lets the light
in
on my plants.
But what it is I work 8 to 5 next week. And after we get off work, we have to travel. We have to head to a hotel, check in, throw our bags in the room, go have dinner, and then come back. And I have no clue how long that's going to take, just because it's traffic at 5:00. Mind you, we're only about about 15 to 20 minutes probably away from where we're going to be staying, but traffic wise. 5:00 on a Friday.
It's okay, Amy. Oh. We can just skip next week. Sounds like it's going to be way too much trouble.
You need to be sharp for your test.
Yeah, we don't want to do anything that's possibly going to be like come back later and be like, you know, if I only and maybe I coulda. We want you to do well in your test. That's definitely more important. We've skipped shows for less.
Okay, can we do an extra sparkle for me?
Oh, yeah, of course. I would have to do that. All right, cue the sparkles. This is good luck for Panda Rose for her test on Saturday. She's going to do really well. She's going to ace it. Okay, caught that?
Yes.
Oh, one more.
Let me see if I can
This is for Panda's mom. If she does super really well, you're going to buy... She's going to buy you a pony. Hey, it's good to have a little incentive, right, besides doing well on the test and getting, you know, a good job and stuff. Pony joy is always a nice reward for doing well on a test.
Hey,
worked for all of us as kids, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know.
What do you mean worse as kids? It'll still work for me now.
Me too. You know? I mean, come on. I mean, that was the whole thing about getting a job. That way, you know, I have a bigger pony budget.
Yep, she's in it for the pony dough.
Yeah, how do you explain that at the interview? Why do you really want to work here?
And he shows him a picture of Pasha, whatever, Lady Bird.
This is my life's dream. I must buy her.
Well, see, that's why I said, you know, if you go to any Bon Secours hospitals on the East Coast, you haven't paid your bill, it's gone to collections, wait until you hear my voice on the other end of the phone, and then make a payment in full with either an immediate check or an immediate credit card.
Or immediate Greek pony.
No, they want either credit card or a check, sorry. They unfortunately will not accept ponies. I would, but they unfortunately don't. But, you know, that commission money will go to a very good cause. That will go to buying another pony.
I am raising my cup to that cause. That's a good cause.
Not only that, but helps subsidize what my income is.
Okay, pony peeps. Well, I got to call it a night.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then, I guess next week's off, and good luck to you, Panda. I'm sure you'll do great. And so we'll come back the week after that. Do you know where we're going to be?
Yes.
Yeah, where are we going to be?
We're actually going to be in two countries because I've actually, is it going to be more than one country? Hold on.
Oh, I got to go find my passport, don't I?
No, next week we are going French.
Oh.
We're going to France, and I actually have a theme song for this one.
Ooh, la la. Can't wait to hear that.
I actually have the French theme song.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
I don't think it's that.
Hey, you never know with me.
Voulez-vous coucher avec plush moon dancer, ce soir?
There you go.
All right, on that
note. You know
what I'm advised from Little Alley Cat.
And
Pony Bye Bye's from me, too.
Oh, Pony Bye Bye's from me. Care Red Roses. We'll see you in 2 weeks with Mon Petit Pony Talk.
And, of course, Pony Bye Bye's from Pandora Rose.
I know.
Bye.
And Bye Bye's from the kitty.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Mm-hmm. Ending the show now. Yes, I really want to end the show, please.